Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. One quick announcement. Friday, men's night out. If you have not signed up, Israel, if you have not signed up, hope.campusministries.edu, sign up today. Also, if you are a friend of Bill Vanderbilt, Vice President for Admissions, today he turns 50 years old. So stop by admissions, wish Billy V a happy 50th. I love this college because I love the people. Hope is not an institution about brick and mortars. It's about you. It's about the people. And one of my favorite people at Hope is standing to my right, Dr. Temple Smith from sociology. She's from Detroit, Michigan State grad. But this is a sister in Christ who I love to pray with, listen to. Would you please give a warm, overwhelming, loving welcome to Dr. Temple Smith.
Okay. Good morning, Hope family. Good morning. So the song says, "Oh, how he loves us." And so the message is simple. I'm just here, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to give you two scriptures. But it's my hope that we examine just briefly the magnitude of his love for us. So, all right, do you know? I mean, do you really know just how much God loves us? Okay, so for some of us, we heard it in a song. You remember this song? Jesus loves me, this I know for the... Oh, so you heard it. Mm-hmm. maybe we read about it. Maybe we have an intellectual or philosophical understanding of it. But today, I want us to have a revelation of the heart. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is infatuated, obsessed, and loves you relentlessly. So I'd like to just share with you two of my favorite scriptures that paint this really personal picture of our Lord. Let's see. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, check it out. Luke 12:7 says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Matthew 10:30 says it again. "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered." He adores us so that he's interested in something so small. Who would do that? And for what? What a tedious job. Who's going to sit there and do that? I love a lot of people, but I'm not going to count the hairs on their head. Takes a long time. Just saying. Here's another one. I love this. Come on, get the wisdom of this. Psalm 56:8. "You've collected all my tears and put them in a bottle." And the scripture ends with, "And," if that's not enough, it ends with, "And you have recorded them in your book." Can you imagine? Mine, yours, our tears are collected and recorded by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's bottles and it says disappointment, anger, sorrow. He has recorded our tears. God's love for us is OCD. He wants to know everything about every little thing in your life. I hope this paints a personal image for you about how you're so loved by God. I want to tell you a story. Okay, so when I was about your age, my freshman year, my grandmother who raised me died. So in July, well into the summer, when all the residence halls are evacuated. How many of you are RAs? Any RAs here? Okay, so you can attest to this. Quicker than right now, faster than immediately, when you leave the residence halls, if you've left something in there, they're throwing it away. They put signs up, your RA comes around. You have to have your room cleared by a certain time. They don't hang on to stuff. So this July, when the residence halls have long been evacuated, I got a call from the front desk of the dorm that I was in. And they said, we have a box of your belongings here, and you need to come down here and pick it up. My undergraduate institution is huge. There are 47,000 students there. Hope can fit in that school 14 times. This was before Facebook. There was no way to look someone up. This is when we understood internet to mean email. So if the school records were not up to date, they didn't have a way of reaching you. So you understand what I'm trying to tell you. They had to do something a little bit extra. And because of that, family, I thought this was something important in this box. You should have saw how fast I got on my bike and went down there. Got on my bike, got to the dorm, got to the desk, got the box, put it on the counter right then and there, and started going through it. And I opened it up, and there were old exams, gloves that didn't match, ink pens, and midway through, I'm like, they called me down here for this, you must be kidding. And at the bottom of that box was my Bible with my name on it. So I got the Bible, and I held it out, and I said, I didn't know my Bible wasn't here. And this little lady came around from the front desk, and she looked at me, and she said, and the sad part is, you've been without it all this time. I just sat there for a minute. After my grandmother died, I was looking for God harder than ever. And it turns out he was looking for me too, relentlessly. In a world of grief, broken promises, broken relationships, in a world that says you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough, you're not blank, 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 fill in the blank enough, our God says, I love you. So love you. Every little thing about you. His love is inexhaustible. It's continuing without ever becoming weaker, less. It's determined. Hope family, the love of our God towards us is relentless. It's my hope that all of us come into the knowledge of that kind of love and it changes our life. Can we pray? God, we admire you, we praise you, and we thank you for your relentless love for us. Let us in this new year be closer to you than ever, free falling into the promise of your word. You're trustworthy, God, and you wouldn't lie. You said if we draw close to you, you would draw close to us. God, we're drawing closer. Let the power of your love change us, embrace us, mend us, and influence our relationships with others, that we might be able to truly love our neighbor as ourselves and love you back with our whole heart, mind, and all our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.